it's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We're going to start the day off by talking wrestling, and we've got a full studio this morning with wrestling coaches all around. Troy Nichols is with us. Also, Brian Bonnell is with us. Jason Asher, Stephen Brown, all in the studio with us. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in. And, Troy, I guess the first thing I want to say to you is, have we finally got the state tournament straightened out with the KHSAA?
Well, they've moved it back to the horse park for 3 days since they, you know, sanctioned girls wrestling in the state of Kentucky this year, so they'll move in with us. So I think so. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I understand why we had that sectional or sub-state thing, but I never really liked it that much.
I never really liked it. It knocked a lot of kids out, especially in this side of the state. You know, most of the, not saying all the better kids, but we had a lot of good kids that knock each other out, not even make it to the state tournament.
Yeah. Well, do wrestling coaches typically like going back to the horse park and going back to one big tournament, or are there still some things you guys could do with the state tournament to make it better?
They like one big tournament. I think the best place it ever was at the old dungeon in Frankfort.
Yeah.
That was the best atmosphere. The horse park's nice, and it's got plenty of room, but you're kind of away from the mats. My personal opinion, I don't like the horse park, but it's better than being in a high school gym.
Well, the sectional, just as you mentioned, kind of made it tough for kids from this end of the state to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of good kids. Most of our weight classes, the top six or seven kids in the state were in our part of the sectional. So there was a lot of battles just to get to the state tournament.
Now, when do you guys start working on getting ready for the season?
We did a little bit this summer. We had some open mats up for a while, and then the dead period, and we're lifting weights. We've got several kids that have been to different camps. We're still going to camps, and we're fixing to host a camp August 5th and 6th here at Caldwell.
Tell us a little more about that camp.
We've got a kid from Tennessee, Sammy Shires, wrestled for Rossview High School. He was a state champ and three-time state placer over there, and this year he went to
University of Cumberland.
And ended up doing really good. He finished 5th in the NIAs.
Yeah.
He was a freshman of the year, and what was another accolade he had?
Yeah, he was freshman of the year, Mid-South Athlete of the Year, really good clinician, really good all-around wrestler, good guy, really good fit to host a camp for us.
Yeah. Now, if somebody wants to sign up, can they still sign up for that?
Yes, they still can. They can get a coach a hold of me or a Coach Brown, and we're just doing a middle school, older middle school, and high school kids.
Okay. You guys all, I think, coach different levels of wrestling, right?
Yes.
Steven, what is kind of your expertise?
I'm Troy's assistant coach for Caldwell County High School, sir. Previous to that, I'm assistant coached at the middle school level.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the upcoming season? How good are the Tigers going to be this winter?
I feel the Tigers have a really good shot at several of them pushing far into the tournament, far into the postseason. A lot of the guys work really hard. They put in a lot of extra work. We have a lot of seasoned athletes. A lot of them are returning, have been wrestling most of their life. Mm-hmm. We do have some new guys that have come in and really put in a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. We got middle school coming up. I believe we're going to have full roster, if not close to a full roster, with several JV kids, and it's going to be a really good season. I'm looking forward to it.
We always kind of fight that numbers game, trying to fill every weight class, it seems like.
Yes, sir. That's probably, my opinion, the most difficult part is filling the numbers game. Trying to hit every weight class and make sure every weight class is filled and has somebody there.
Now, Brian, what level do you coach, and how are things looking for you guys?
Well, I'm the youth coach, so I coach ages 4 up through 5th grade. And last season was our first season having a youth team in Caldwell, an official youth team. And we had 27 wrestlers at our peak there. And that was phenomenal numbers for us. I was beyond excited to see it. We had a couple kids who had wrestled in our camps in the off season, and then a couple kids who just, hey, I want to try a new sport. And so everybody grew phenomenally. They all grew and learned a new sport. They're all having fun. And looks like my numbers are probably going to double this coming season. And like I said, I had kids last year who were ages 4 up through 5th grade. And we had quite a few place in the region. I think actually every kid that I took to the regional tournament placed, and then I had five place in the state tournament itself. Wow. So,
now how'd you get involved with wrestling?
Well, I wrestled in high school and college. High school down in Central Virginia, and then wrestled in Ohio at a D3 school up there, and then just fell in love with the sport. And when we decided to move to Princeton, asked Coach Asher, actually, my son played football with his son, and hey, do you guys have a youth program, or if not, can I start one up with you guys? And talked to Coach Brown and Coach Nichols over here, and sure, let's start one up. And decided we could get the Tigers going hard and get that middle school team ready for the future. So,
now, when does the youth season run?
We're the same time as the high school and middle school seasons. We sign-ups will be in October, I believe, and we'll hit the ground running from then. Yeah. So,
and Jason, you just kind of coach everything, right?
Yes, sir. I'm the head middle school coach, but I help Coach Bunnell, these little guys, and then I assist also Coach Nichols and Coach Brown anytime they need any assistance, or I have any guys on my team like eighth graders that are a little more advanced. I send them to them too to kind of get the experience in early season to prepare them for the following year.
Now, Troy, you mentioned earlier that girls' high school wrestling is now kind of its own thing. Will you have any girls this season? And I know there's some on the way, but
we have some girls, you know, that are interested. We have to wait to see what the school's going to do.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of the counties around us have a girls' program. You know, so that's good for the sport. It's growing, and girls' wrestling is really growing around us.
Well, in the past, they've just kind of wrestled with the guys, right?
Yes, and that, you know, they have in the past until this year. If I understand it correctly, if they wrestle in a boys' tournament and not a girls' tournament, they forfeit their ability to wrestle in the girls' regionals and the girls' state.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically just girls versus girls.
And going back to the state tournament, there will be one day that's just girls wrestling.
I think so. Are they going to mix them in? I'm not real sure. I haven't really seen the format for that. They, you know, they just said we're going back to the horse park, and it's a three-day.
The boys will wrestle the first 2 days,
okay,
and then the girls will wrestle the last day.
Well, we were talking beforehand about where the regional tournament's going to be this year, and you think it's Callaway County?
Yes, sir. We believe it's in Callaway this year.
And we're kind of down the list when it comes back to coming back to Caldwell County.
Yeah, they got to run through everybody else that's in our region. Maybe they'll come back around.
I feel like I've been to just about every school in the first region as far as the wrestling regional tournament. I remember going to Ohio County several times, and they got kicked over to the other region.
So. Yes, same thing happened to Davis County. They were in our region, then they got kicked back over to Region 2. Now they're back in our region. So they've kind of missed out.
Yeah.
So, you know, at some point it's going to end up in Davis County.
Yeah. That'll be a trip, but that'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
What are kind of the hopes for the team this season? What kind of – can you give us a preview on –
You know, we got a lot of kids returning that, you know, wrestled last year. You got Kofi Walls and Timothy Nichols and Logan Brown and Aiden Asher, Cole Sherrill, Preston Rogers, Justin Cleje. We got Dre Carter. I just went blank on his name. Kel Goodwin. Kel got hurt in the first match of the season. You know, was out all year, and he's come back from that and his surgery and has worked hard, so he'll be back on the mat. You know, we've got a lot of kids that have been around, have made the state tournament and placed in a lot of tournaments, so we're looking to be tough. We got some young kids coming up. You know, we've got Diamond Rogers is moving up from the middle school to the varsity. Lucas Harper wrestled first year last year at middle school. He'll be a freshman this year, so he'll be at the varsity level. And we Colin Wall wrestled some middle school last year, and he's moving up to be a freshman. So we've got some kids that are coming in that we'll be all right. I think we'll be about where we were last year, if not maybe a little better. You know, we lost some kids. We lost Colin Toich. You know, he scored a lot of points for us. We'll miss that in the room. Him being in the room, he was a good working partner for everybody and a leader. So, you know, but we got some kids that'll step up, and we'll be all right.
How tough is wrestling in the first region?
In my opinion, and you know, you can take that for what it's worth. I say we're the toughest region in the state of Kentucky.
Well, and we all know about Union County. I mean,
yeah, you have Union, and you got Tillman, you got us, you got Christian County, you got Davies, you got Callaway, Trigg, all those, and Henderson. Everybody has some good kids, you know, that fall in there, and there's a lot of weight classes that's a battle just in our side. You know, when you put us all together, it's a battle.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about Union County, but Tillman won state last year.
Yes, they had the numbers last year. You know, they had – 5 in the finals.
Right.
You know, so that makes a difference. And, you know, they battled between Union and them back and forth. It happens.
It's hard when you have the state championship team and the state runner-up team in your region.
It makes it tough going all the time. But, you know, you guys always wrestle a really tough schedule, and it kind of gets you ready. And, you know, that regional tournament's always a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. We look forward towards the end of the season. You know, that's what you work for all year. Yeah. You know, is the regional tournament, and then from there the state tournament. We do wrestle a tough schedule.
Yeah.
We don't shy away from anybody. There's no need in it. You know, we didn't fill all our weight classes last year, but, you know, as a team, we did really well. We ended up being 26-7 in dual meets.
Yeah.
You know, and we finished 5th in the
state duels.
Well, it seems like more of the matches are the dual matches these days.
You can get more matches. We do a lot of dual meet tournaments. You can get 5 matches in a day, where, you know, sometimes you do a regular individual tournament, you may only get 4 or 3. You get to see a few more kids in the dual meet style, and it's still individual, but it's a team format. You know, we move as a team and wrestle as individuals.
Yeah. Now, I know one thing you guys wanted to come in and talk about this morning, you have a golf scramble coming up. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, sir. August the 5th at Pennyrail Golf.
At Pennyrail State Park. We've got a golf scramble, like Coach Asher said, that we're looking to raise some money for. It's all goes to the kids, and we're looking at getting some new singlets for them, because, I mean, you know how it is. When you look good, you feel good, you wrestle better and everything. And so just trying to get some of these younger kids some just nicer brand-new uniforms that Coach Asher actually designed himself and was able to get some help from Takedown Sportswear on the logo and just how they wanted it to look. But like I said, we're looking at a pretty decent-sized tournament. I believe you said we have, 5 or 6 teams signed up right now?
The ones that's contacted me, I've got about 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got personal donors that has contributed some money for the golf scramble. That way, all that money goes through, like Coach Pinnell said, to the kids. It's for uniforms, for shirts, and you got some kids that want to wrestle. Well, they'll have the means to do it, and it's all positive. And I'm looking forward to seeing those brand new singlets. Hopefully, we'll get enough money raised and stuff like that.
Yeah, like you said, we got some donors, and just. Name dropping a little bit here. Some of the donors are, we have Black Patch Grill here in town. We've got the Java Table. Lake Barkley State Park has also donated some. My family's done some. My father actually worked for a state park up in Ohio, and he got that golf course to actually donate something to us, which I thought was really cool. And then we got different hole sponsors, being Morris Construction. Hudson John Deere is actually going to sponsor a hole for us. Darren Rammy out at Farless Realty, he's going to be a sponsor, as well as Trilogy Performance Sports. So, like I said, we've got a nice little group of sponsors there and donating anything they can, whether it be a gift card or just writing a check to the wrestling team. So it's a lot of help from them.
Now, if somebody wants to sign up a team, can they just contact you or maybe go to a Facebook page or something?
I say, we've got a couple flyers out on Facebook. You walking around downtown, you'll see a couple of the flyers posted there as well. You can either contact me via Facebook or my cell phone or Coach Asher. And so
busy times coming up. You got the golf scramble. You guys have the camp. Troy, do you want to go over that again?
Yeah, again, we're going to have a camp August 5th and 6th with Sammy Shires as our clinician. We'll be at the middle school. You know, we're looking forward to it. Sammy's a good kid. He's done really well, and we've watched him wrestle, and they like to use local talent to improve our kids.
Now, have your kids been able to work out some over the summer to get
ready? Yeah, we've worked out some over the summer, and, you know, some of them have been going and wrestling. You know, Justin Clejay, he wrestled quite a bit this summer, and he qualified for Fargo and then decided not to go, and which is fine. It's a lot to keep, you know, where your weight's at, and we've had several go to several different camps. We had 2 just went to Lindsey Wilson, right, Coach?
There's 2 that went to Campbellsville and 3 went to Kentucky Wesleyan.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, and the season will be here before you know it.
Yes, we'll start the end of October and go till middle of February.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys all coming in this morning. Anybody have anything else to add? Anybody? Troy?
No, so I appreciate you having us here and letting us talk about our program and supporting us.
Well, a lot of people might not realize how much of a tradition there is with the Caldwell Wrestling Program, and I think we talk about it every time you come in, that, you know, there's a list of state champions right there, and a lot of really good wrestlers have come through that program.
Yeah, there is. You know, I did over the school year last year, I went back through the High School Athletic Association and looked at all the kids who had wrestled for the state for Caldwell County that weren't state champions that placed. We have I've got a major list of everybody who's ever wrestled who placed in the state tournament.
All right.
It's a couple of pages.
Yeah, good deal. I appreciate you guys all coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That's Caldwell County wrestling coaches Troy Nichols, Jason Asher, Brian Bonnell, and Stephen Brown. Appreciate everybody coming in and being in the studio with us this morning. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll be back after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances because you're like family, and family is everything.
Looking to make a positive change and keep that resolution?
I'm Denise Kirk, bariatric coordinator with Caldwell Medical Center. Our board-certified general surgeon, Dr. John Mobley, specializes in medical and surgical weight loss management. He can help you reach your goals and make your resolution a reality.
Make an appointment today and start your journey to a healthier you. Not ready for surgery? Let him guide you through your weight loss journey. Visit Caldwell Medical Center online for more information.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to ProShops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Use Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Use in Princeton for your vehicle repairs. For a century, the Farmall tractor transformed farming generation after generation. Today, legacy Farmall tractors and modern ones are found all around the world, still incredibly reliable, still all-purpose as ever, still loved by all. To celebrate 100 years of Farmall, Case IH is giving away a Case IH Farmall Utility 75C tractor and $15,000 USD. Join the celebration and enter for your chance to win. For contest details, contact H&R AgriPower at Hopkinsville, Kentucky, or visit farmall100.com and tell us what can do for you.
Today's society is dependent on electricity. The Princeton Electric Plant Board has what you demand for electricity anywhere, anytime, at the required level of quality. They work to ensure our community's power system has the resources in place for reliability today and into the future. Their work and commitment has reduced the frequency and duration of power outages with a reliability rate of 99.9%. Princeton Electric Plant Board, bringing our customers safe and reliable energy.
Whether your child is preparing for their first day of kindergarten or their first day of college, school is expensive. Make sure they have everything they need to have a successful school year. Visit ABC Finance. They offer fast decisions on loans from $500 to $15,000, usually within an hour. Give your kids the best possible start to the school year, whatever age they are, with the help of ABC Finance. It's a smart decision.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Savannah Seymour at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed and walk-ins are welcome. We can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
At ABC Finance, you're more than a credit score. Helping you get a handle on your finances is what we do best.
Learn more about us at abcfinanceonline.com and be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community information.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Again, we appreciate the wrestling coaches coming by and talking with us this morning. Coming up next, we've got Scott Brown in the studio with us this morning. We'll talk about fan faves over at yoursportsedge.com and some other things as well, so stay with us. Scott Brown joins us after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stop wasting money on storage rental. Own your storage with Easy Portable Buildings. Learn more by contacting Easy Portable Buildings of Hopkinsville.
Easy Portable Buildings.
Your WeatherEdge Weather Center forecast. We have an overnight low of 73 degrees. Partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 89 and also a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms all across western Kentucky. a wind gust that could be as high as 20 miles an hour out of the west. Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Partly cloudy skies, low around 70. Then on Friday, we close the work week with another 30 to 40% chance of showers and storms, mainly in the afternoon. Partly sunny, high of just 84 degrees. But back to right now, an overnight low of 73. By this afternoon, partly sunny, 89.
We believe you want to make wise financial decisions and live generously. At First Southern National Bank, we are making that even easier. Banking should be convenient for you and your schedule. With our new ITMs, a video teller is available to assist you with almost everything you could do inside a bank or at an ATM. You don't have to get out of your car, and the ITMs will offer extended hours, making it easier to deposit checks, withdraw cash, and more. Learn more about ITMs at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Get on your feet, Caldwell County. It's Tiger Day. Don't miss your chance Friday, July 28th, to ensure our Tiger athletes have the funds they need to fill the stands and bring home the win. Share your Tiger story and donate by stopping by our WPKY studios. Listen all day as we join with our community partner, Fredonia Valley Bank, to hear from generations of athletes and coaches that have kept the tradition of Tiger pride alive. Tiger Day from 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Good morning once again. This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. As promised, Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com joining us in the studio right now. And Scott, one of my favorite times of the sports year and one of my favorite sports events of all time going on right now, the U.S. Open Championship over at Royal Liverpool, I believe, this week. And, you know, a lot of people call it the British Open. I just, to me, it's one of the best events there is in sports because, I mean, those people invented the game of golf.
They did, and they're very passionate about it. And some of those places, when you walk up the 18th green, it's like a soccer match almost.
Well, Emma Talley's playing this week up in Midland, Michigan, speaking of golf, and playing with Jody Ewart-Shadoff in a rare team event on the LPGA Tour. They shot 3 under par yesterday. At one point, they were 2 over, and then I think birdied 4 straight holes to kind of get the ship righted a little bit. They're tied for 7th after 1 round, just 3 shots back. So I kind of like the alternate kind of alternate shot format, and it's nice that every tournament's not just a straight-up golf tournament.
Right, and they teamed together and had good success last year. So, I mean, that's a pairing that they kind of look forward to that. And, you know, alternate ball is basically, you know, it's kind of like putting a scramble team together. You know, you need somebody who can hit off the tee. You know, you got to have somebody who's got good iron play, and then you need a couple of guys who are good at short game, you know, who can chip and putt. And so, you know, I'm sure there are parts of Jody's game that Emma could feed off of and the other way around. But, yeah, I think that's good. They kind of need some of that for viewership. You know, they're still trying to – LPGA has found its footing somewhat, but I think they would like it to be a little bit more firmer, if you will, and I think events like this, you know, because everybody gets up for the Ryder Cup every, you know, so often. And so this is kind of a little bit like that. Yeah.
Well, and the thing about alternate shot, it can be a little difficult sometimes because your playing partner is sometimes putting you in a spot you're not used to being in. You know, you're used to being 170 yards out, and they've either got you 180 or 160, and, well, now you're between clubs all of a sudden.
Or if they go bad off the tee, now you're the one who's got to walk into the rough and try and put out a manageable shot. You know, thanks, partner. But, yeah, you're exactly right on that.
And on the subject of golf, we actually have a regular season fall sports match coming up next week.
Well, actually this week, Friday, tomorrow.
We actually have golf coming up.
Yeah, now. The first actual golf match for the high school season is tomorrow at Benhaw State Park, the Davis County Invitational. And then next week it really gets going in earnest with Madison. Henderson. The Henderson Boys Invitational is Monday, and then Marshall County has their boys and their girls on Tuesday at Calvert City, and then Wednesday at Madisonville. And of course, it's good. You know, I played golf for a couple years in high school back in the day. That's back when it was a spring sport. Mm-hmm. It was right before they made the move to making it a fall sport, which is still the smartest thing the KHSAA has ever done. But I don't ever remember playing an 18-hole match in 2 years because the big invitationals were Bowling Green, Louisville. Mm-hmm. Nobody down here had 18-hole tournaments. And so now the way the point system is set up for Allstate, if you can have a 18-hole tournament and bring in X number of good teams, then you're on a tier. Like, this is a tier one tournament, a tier two tournament, a tier three tournament. And so that's what dictates the Allstate points. So obviously the schools in Western Kentucky have figured out we need to have some tournaments in order to get Allstate points. And so you're having a lot of schools in Western Kentucky now that are having 18-hole invitational tournaments, and they're trying to get them in before the start of school because once school starts, you can only have them on Saturdays. And so now you may be competing with you know, other places in Western Kentucky. So, yes, tomorrow kicks off what is going to be a busy 3 weeks of golf until the start of school. And then golf will still be busy. You get into the dual matches and the tri matches, and you'll still have a – someone will be having a tournament on the weekend. You know, Paducah has theirs during the season on the weekend. But, you know, you kind of have to make a decision. Do I want to drive here to a better tournament, or do I want to drive here to maybe that's closer to home, but I won't get as many Allstate points?
Yeah, you're right. When I first started covering high school sports, all the golf matches were nine-hole matches in the evening, and you just didn't see a whole lot of the big 18-hole tournaments.
You really didn't. The only time you got to play 18 holes is if you were on the top five who went to region, and I was not one of those top five. So, you know, I just played nine-hole matches, and that just shows how golf has grown and, again, has gotten better, you know, in the last, say, 20 years.
Caldwell County golf team will be opening up Monday up at Henderson at the Henderson Invitational at Henderson Country Club. Some big preseason events coming up later this week, though. 7-on-7 football at Murray State, and then the Bluegrass State games this weekend.
Yes, Caldwell County will be sending both of their soccer teams to Lexington for the Bluegrass State games. Boys play out at Masterson Station Park, which is just really, it's a big field with a lot of soccer fields, but it's organized chaos there. Last year, the girls moved theirs to Lexington Christian High School, which I never knew was right behind Ralph Nicholasville Road, you know, and they put all of theirs in one spot. They used to play out at Woodford County Soccer Complex, which is just kind of a bunch of fields with no parking.
Oh.
And that was always the big gripe was the lack of parking there. And so Lexington Christian, you've got two huge parking lots. And so they did that there last year. That seemed to be a pretty good move. And so, Caldwell County will get three matches. You either play two on Saturday and one on Sunday, or one on Saturday and two on Sunday, just depending on the draw. And it's a good chance for the most part, most teams, it's a chance to see play against competition you'll never see again.
Right.
Now, it's interesting, in the boys' side, both University Heights and Todd County Central are going up there, and they're playing each other Sunday. Yeah. So, that, of course, they're not in the same region.
Yeah.
They won't let you play teams in the same region, but – You know, that's Region 2 and Region 4, but they're only, you know, 18 miles apart down the road. So it's a good chance. It doesn't count against your scrimmage limit. Mm-hmm. So it's a chance for you to go play three soccer games with, officiated scrimmages for the most part. I always find it interesting. I've never walked into a school yet and seen anybody displaying a Bluegrass State Games championship trophy. So I'm not sure how they determine any of that, but good chance to kind of see what you got and then make some tweaks and practice before the season begins, which this year is the week of August 7th. Soccer begins early this year. Of course, they flip-flop. 1 year, volleyball starts early and soccer the other. But week of August 7th begins soccer.
Well, and talking of the schedule and sports, one big thing that maybe kind of got pushed under the table a little bit the last week or so, baseball and softball, they're going back to Memorial Day week for the second region tournaments, which I think is great because for years you just had the entire first round on Memorial Day and it always worked out great, and then somebody decided to make changes and it's never quite felt the same the last couple of years since we didn't have that first round on Memorial Day.
Correct. That was always a good time because most people are off work and they can go to the ball games and watch people play. I think that's probably going to be here to stay, and a reason why is because, and really, you can thank COVID for this, is because you've got schools that now have the virtual learning days when there's snow or there's bad weather. Mm-hmm. And so I can't think of a school that had a graduation after Memorial Day this year. Everybody had their graduation before Memorial Day. So in the past, if you know, rain or heat caused delays on Memorial Day, then people had to tinker with schedules because we got people graduating or whatever else. Now you don't have to do that because you've already had your graduation before Memorial Day. So if you get rained out on Memorial Day, you push everything back to Tuesday, and you don't have to worry about kids missing school. So the virtual learning has allowed schools to get out earlier before Memorial Day, and I think that's something I would hope that the KHSAA recognized in going back to this type of schedule. And I think the way the schedule fell also had something to do with that also. But it was chaotic to go up there and, you know, my week in Lexington was and of course, you've come up and covered state tennis as well. So it's Tuesday and Wednesday with tennis, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with track. And if we had baseball or softball teams from our coverage area advance, we would have been covering those the same time as track and field. So you've got, you've got all of these things going on at once. And then this past year, they throw in the Railbird Festival, which meant you couldn't get a hotel room that weekend in Lexington, which then also Kentucky was hosting the Super Regional.
Yeah.
So, I saw my hotel room rate go from $59 a night on Tuesday and Wednesday, and had I stayed in the same hotel room on Saturday night, it would have been $278.
Oh, wow.
So I just packed up after 2 days and went to Richmond, 20 miles south, and stayed there at the same low rate. And just drove back into Lexington to go cover that. But that's a good move. That's a good the traditionalists like that. It's just good to do. And like I said, with the fact that you don't have many graduations after Memorial Day now, it should be doable.
Yeah, having all the state championships the same week, that even had to pull the KHSAA staff in that week.
Yeah, they weren't happy. Of course, they split everything up. They have different they're called assistant commissioners, and each assistant commissioner oversees a sport, or well, more than one sport, but a sport. So the track and field commissioners were at track and field. You had the baseball and such, but it was I still firmly believe that's one reason why they don't want to classify sports, is because of the strain it would be to have multiple championships held at one time.
We are talking this morning with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. We need to get a timeout here on the sideline report, but we'll come back and have more right after this. You're listening to the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Mulligan's Bar and Restaurant, located at the Heritage Inn, Marion, Kentucky. Open Wednesday through Sunday, beginning at 4 p.m. with $10 nightly specials. Follow them on Facebook.
Your WeatherEdge Weather Center forecast. We have an overnight low of 73 degrees, partly cloudy skies. By this afternoon, partly sunny, high of 89, and a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms. Winds out of the west could be as high as 20 miles an hour. Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers and storms, mainly before midnight, partly cloudy and 70. Then on Friday, partly sunny, a high of just 84, but still a 30 to 40% chance of showers and storms there as well. But back to right now, an overnight low of 73. By this afternoon, partly sunny, 89.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com. That's TriceHughes.com.
Caldwell County presents some of the highest quality farmland in the state of Kentucky, and that all starts with the farmers who take pride in their industry. This is Kelvin DeBerry with Bollinger Real Estate and Auction. It's our team's mission to build better relationships and assist the Caldwell County ag community the best we can. Bollinger Real Estate and Auction, real estate solutions with a passion for people.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at FSMB.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com in the studio with us this morning. And Scott, a big day over in Cadiz for Your Sports Edge yesterday.
Yes, the Fan Faves reception was held. Hard to believe that that was our sixth season of Fan Faves, but it was a nice reception. We had our biggest turnout of kids who come and picked up their plaques and ate some food and had their picture taken. And it's always good when they show up with coaches, show up with family, boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, whoever, and just a way of saying congratulations.
Well, and we had a whole lot of people show up. I think we probably had more votes this year in
yes.
Fan Faves than we've ever had before, and more youngsters showed up yesterday for the reception than what we've seen before.
Correct. More people voted this year than before, and the votes were the most we've ever had before. And the cool thing about Fan Faves, it's kind of like you know, when the baseball writers or football writers vote for the most valuable player. It's what you want that to mean. You know, I remember Andre Dawson won the National League MVP in 1987, hit 49 home runs for a last-place Cubs team.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, how valuable was it if they finished in last? And somebody said, just think how bad they would have been if he hadn't, you know, hadn't played. You know, and so, you know, Derek Jeter didn't always put up the best stats, but there's no doubt he was the most valuable player of that ball team. And so with Fan Faves, it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
It could be whoever had the best season. It could be the best kid. It could be, you know, from a stat standpoint. It could be, you know, anything. It could be a popularity thing. I mean, but it's whatever you want it to be. And so that's what Fan Faves are.
Well, three Caldwell County athletes got plaques. Avery Wells won the girls track and field voting. Ari Wells was runner-up in baseball, and Kofi Walls was runner-up in wrestling. So we had the wrestling guys in earlier this morning. So wrestling making a good showing. And how many total winners and runners-up did we end up with?
I had that this morning. Let me look. I want to say that we had 26 or 27 yeah. kids show up yesterday. I put in the story for the photo gallery that we put up today. Let's see. Of course, I didn't put that. I want to say that we had 20 categories, mm-hmm. so that would be 40 kids. So I think it was 20 categories that you could vote in this year.
I think Christian County was the big winner, ended up with 13 athletes, I believe, that was either a winner or a runner-up.
They did. They did well this year. Christian and Trigg both did. And then it kind of trickled down from there. But what's amazing is the fact that Christian County, you know, Anasia Bagwell won the girls basketball fan fave for a third straight year. Elijah Underhill won fan faves for baseball for a third straight year. Landon Hunt and Carly Crick both repeated in their sports. Landon Hunt in golf and Carly Crick in softball, they repeated. Of course, Landon will not be able to go for a three-peat because his father took the superintendent's job at McCracken County. And so I think he's got his sights on trying to become the first golfer to win a Region 1 and a Region 2 golf title.
Oh, wow.
So he was the defending Region 2 champ, and so now he moves over to Region 1, and with the way graduation hit, has a good shot at winning the Region 1 title.
And we had at least one double winner in the fan voting this year.
Yes, Aaliyah Thomas from Trigg County was the runner-up in cross-country and the runner-up to Avery Wells in track and field, and both of those ladies, every time you looked up, it seemed like they were in an event.
Yeah.
You know, Avery was very busy in both the relays and the sprint, and then she was in the jumps. Aaliyah Thomas was in the sprints, and they turned her into a hurdler this year, and then she ended up setting the school record in the 100-meter hurdles in one of her first events and qualified for state in both hurdle events. And she's just a good kid. She's going to Spalding University to run track in Louisville, and That was well deserved.
Well, and for maybe those who aren't completely familiar, we've got 9 schools in our coverage area, and those are the schools that are eligible for our fan faves.
That's correct. If you're one of the 9 schools, then you know the nominees for each sport, you know, are honed and discussed. And not every school gets representation in a sport, you know, in boys basketball. You've got 9 schools and you've got 10 slots, and Lyon County's got 3 guys that were, you know, in that. And so sometimes there's a school that doesn't have a kid. And then on the reverse side, you've got a school, or you got a sport like maybe bass fishing where only 3 schools participate.
Right.
So, you know, you may have one school, or archery, you may have one school that's got a bunch. And of course, that makes it hard for them to win because, you know, if you've got 3 Lyon County kids and you can only vote for one,
right,
the Lyon County people split the vote, or the Trigg County people split the vote in fishing or archery or such. So that's another dynamic, though, that goes into it.
I think Caldwell County had 3 kids in wrestling this year on the ballot.
Yes. Yeah, they had a good season. They may not have been pleased with where they finished at state, but yeah, it was a good season. And, of course, you know, we talked about changes. You know, wrestling's going back to the traditional yeah. format as well. They're getting rid of that first-round nonsense that they
Thank
had.
Thank goodness.
Yes. And so you don't realize how well Christian County and Caldwell County run a home wrestling meet until you went to state first round at Atherton High School yeah. this past year. And I mean, it was, I've been to an 11-hour track meet before, never again. This was a 9-hour wrestling tournament all day. And it was just, they didn't really have the number of mats for it. And it just made for a long day.
Well, and from a Western Kentucky standpoint, we were losing kids in the sectional or first round or sub-state or whatever you want to call it, that in a typical year would get to go to state and have a chance to maybe medal.
Sure. I forget the class. I forget the weight class, but all four kids who advanced medaled. And I think one year they had five kids from one front that in the old format. They had five kids in one weight class. Four kids advanced. It was like three weight classes, all four Western Kentucky kids medaled at some point. So, yeah, it's I'm not a fan of evening things out based on geography, but at the same time, you kind of have to sometimes so that the Louisville and Lexington and Northern Kentucky schools don't maybe dominate. But I think in this case, it hurt Western Kentucky when they went to that first round format.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. We thank you for tuning in this morning. Yes, Scott, fall sports season is just about upon us, and it's going to get busy at yoursportsedge.com in a hurry.
Yes, and the reality hit this morning as I started entering the schedules onto the website for soccer, which begins the week of August the 7th. And you talked about the British Open. That's always high school sports is right around the corner because they're playing the British Open. And then for me personally, when I go to bluegrass soccer, that lets me know right around the corner is high school sports. And then, bam, golf is tomorrow. So, yeah, everything's right up on us. But we came off a very successful season at yoursportsedge.com and just look forward to keep the ball rolling and keep that momentum going this coming up year.
Yeah, yoursportsedge.com has kind of become the place to go to keep up with, like I said, the nine teams in our coverage area. And you can also read about some other teams occasionally, too.
We spread the love a little bit, that's for different reasons. Some of it may be just because they're not getting the coverage that they should be or coverage that they deserve. Or, if you have somebody that's just having a good season in an individual sport, you want to recognize them and say, hey, congratulations or whatever. And what's interesting and what's nice, it's always nice when you get invited to a signing for a kid going to college, but it feels really good when we get an invitation from a school that's not one of our nine.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you've covered us, so we would love to have you here. And so that's always good as well.
As always, head over to yoursportsedge.com and check out everything. All of our content is absolutely free. Scott, I appreciate you coming over and being on the show this morning.
All right, I have to make one shameless plug here and let everybody. But we do want to thank First Financial Bank for sponsoring our fan faves. They have sponsored that every single year, including during the COVID year when there were no spring sports and we had to come up with a ballot that year. So they have been a great partner with us, not only for the fan faves, but your Sports Edge as well. So First Financial Bank, thank you for sponsoring the fan faves at your Sports Edge. And, let's get the ball rolling for 23-24 sports. Yeah.
That's going to wrap us up this morning for the Sideline Report here on WPKY. Again, thanks to Caldwell County Wrestling coaches Troy Nichols, Jason Asher, Brian Bonnell, Stephen Brown for all coming in this morning. And thanks to Scott Brown from YourSportsEdge.com for dropping by as well. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.